be there.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialists is a repair company here in South Carolina. They want to give you a free quote. They want to come and see if they can fix your cracks on the exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks or above doorways or windows or chimneys that are pulling away from your home. Don't lose your biggest investment. Don't lose what you've invested in. You don't want any kind of foundation issues. Let Canty take care of it for you. They've got proven products, quality products, proven services. They have great professional experience to permanently repair any problem you might have. It's our friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Zach, that my point, and this is going to combine golf and that. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they weren't very good this year, right?
Well, they played in the NBA final.
Right. But part of that is because
they have a player that transcends the sport.
Yes. And the East just sucked, right?
I mean, you had
the Celtics were good.
The Celtics, you had a team in Toronto who had the coach of the year, right? They were a decent little team.
And I'm going to give you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Michael Wilbon say this yesterday. That the Raptors were intimidated by LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll give you that. So one team backed down from them. But like to me in the East, the Sixers might have been the best team when it's all said and done. But they, you know, weren't ready yet. Pacers weren't good enough. Heat weren't good enough. Bucks weren't good enough. Wizards weren't good enough. Pistons, Hornets, Knicks. The East wasn't very good. LeBron James is going to go to the West now. So can we say that some of those teams backed down from LeBron James maybe?
Sure.
That certainly Toronto did, right? So really in the East, you had to beat Toronto, you had to beat Boston, you had to beat Philly. Anybody else scare you? Pacers scare you?
No.
Heat?
No.
Bucks?
No.
Wizards,
no,
Pistons, no. Hornets. Now, in the West, and again, who knows what it's going to look like. In the West, Houston might back down from the Lakers and LeBron James. Like, oh, they got LeBron James now. We're going to back down. They might.
Mm-hmm.
But the Warriors, I don't think so. The Warriors might.
Well, obviously not.
Trailblazers, I don't know, might. The Oklahoma City might. Utah might. You know, the Pelicans are pretty good side. They might. The Spurs might. But not all of them will.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say seven teams in the West were better than all but one or two teams in the East. So the more you have, the more chances, A, somebody's going to get hot from three, and somebody's not going to be afraid of you. That's the point through all that. That in, hard to say in college football because Alabama's just been so doggone dominant. It's not really an easy thing to say there. But the bigger the fields, the bigger, the more people, more opportunities. A, he's not playing as good. He's playing good, better than we thought he was going to play. He's coming back from a major fusion surgery in his back and done pretty doggone good so far. But the days of him dominating, you say, well, you're off the train. Now, I'm not off the train.
You're off the wagon.
I'm not off the wagon.
Mm.
I'm amazed at what he's been able to do and coming back. He's going to win, but he won't ever like just dominate the sport again.
You fell off the wagon, and I'm not turning around to come get you. I'll tell you right now.
And I'm going
to
leave you with this on that subject on a serious note. No one will dominate it now. Can't. Won't happen. Because there's too many. Can't, won't, shan't. Shouldn't, shan't. Wouldn't, couldn't, shan't,
shan't.
Not. Anyway. I really don't watch the NBA. Don't care about the NBA.
Next to us.
But the LeBron thing, I'm very, very happy that it's over now.
It was quick. I thought we were going to drag it out.
No, thank goodness. We didn't have to, endure some of that. I said in the first hour, I'm not shocked he went to the Lakers. He doesn't look like right in the Lakers jersey right now. We'll get used to it. Lifestyle-wise, LA-wise, who he is. Yeah, I get all that. The shocking part to me is Lance Stephenson is going to be his teammate. You see that story?
I did see this. I feel like it's a troll.
I mean, Lance Stephenson is going to go to the Lakers as well. And now the guy that was really basically like his antagonist, right? Blowing in his ear, getting into his skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're teammates now. Like, what? I don't know. I despise the NBA and what the NBA has become. In that it's all about marketing their individuals. I watched 2 hours of coverage of this thing last night. And what people are saying is right. The reason it's important is because one player can make that big of a difference. So it is important. It's very, very important for LA now. But I just thought it got just overblown, overkill through all that. I'm glad that it ended as soon as it did. They will become a contender. I don't know whatever the moves they're going to make. I don't know where some of these other superstars end up. I
mean, they're probably a piece away still, aren't they?
Probably. And I do understand when they talk about it how, you know, the bottom line is that it might not be this year. They might have to wait till next year to get to Kawhi Leonard. And because he's a free agent at the end of this year. You know, I don't think this is all of a sudden they're favored to win the whole thing. You know, you still got obviously the Warriors. Who knows what's going to happen with the Rockets? Who knows what's going to happen with Oklahoma City? Even though they get Paul George, Portland. I don't think they're going to be going away or anything. I don't know, still a lot to be determined as far as the personnel goes. But it's not like the Lakers now all of a sudden that's it. My buddy said sent me a text last night. Said he's going to win 3 titles while he's in L.A. An Oscar, an Emmy, and a Grammy. It's showtime, though. I get it. There's a built-in advantage. Second biggest market. Flashy. Perhaps the second best franchise in NBA history. Would you agree with that? Celtics first and Lakers second?
Absolutely.
You get to play where Jerry West played, where Wilt Chamberlain played, where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played, where Magic Johnson played, where Kobe Bryant played. In the land of legends, I get all that. I understand that. In L.A., taxes are going to crush you out there, though.
Sure, but you get an opportunity to play for one of the icons of the league and not waste your years in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah. You think Daniel Snyder writes a letter today saying that we'll be better without him? Daniel Gilbert. Remember the last time he did that?
Yes.
Daniel Snyder's the Redskins. Daniel Gilbert said, we'll be better without him. Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
No, he did release a little bit of a statement, though, talking about thanking LeBron and appreciating his time there, bringing a championship home, and we look forward to your continued success and look forward to retiring your number 23 Cavs jersey
good
in
for
the
him.
Future.
He learned that from the last time.
Yeah.
Hey, look, LeBron did what he said he was going to do. He came home. He won him a title.
Mm-hmm.
And he got him in 4 straight championships. If you're a Cavalier fan, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. You can't be mad at him leaving this time.
Years ago, there's all this stuff coming out now of, he said he's going to stay forever. He said he's going to finish his career here. Things change, man. Things change over the course of years. You can't hold this guy to a statement he made off of the high of signing a contract to come home to his hometown team.
And if Cleveland would have done their part.
Which is?
Give him something. Anything. Let's remember this, okay? Yeah. The Rockets went out got a James Harden. And, man, we want to win a championship, so let's go get a Chris Paul. Golden State built from within first and said, man, we want a championship, let's go get a Kevin Durant. That, you know, much like what Miami did when they said, we want a championship with Dwayne Wade, we want a championship, let's go get, Bosh and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, what did they do?
Traded Kyrie Irving.
And it's, it was a total of 11 years he was there, maybe?
How many years, yeah.
How many great teams did they surround LeBron James with? So LeBron James did everything in the world for you, Cleveland. What else could he have done? No one, I mean, you got to leave that situation. Who wants to, first of all, who wants to live in Cleveland, Ohio? And he'll retire wherever he wants to retire. That's fine. With that said, they needed to do a little bit to help him out. Look at all the scrubs that have been around him. Can't blame a guy for trying to get out of that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Paul is in Ennery. Paul, if I'm not mistaken, you're a Laker fan?
Yes, sir. And I just heard, did I hear you say that the Lakers is the second greatest franchise? Did I hear you say that? I thought I heard you say that.
Yeah.
I might have misunderstood. I think they got about the same amount of championships, don't they? I think 18 apiece or that.
Let me look and see this.
You'd have to look and see, but I'm pretty sure they're both, if not, they're only one behind or so. I was kind of arguing that they're second best. I'd say they may be tied for the greatest.
Well, let me say this then. Let me look this all up to make sure. And by the way, some of these are in Minneapolis. But no,
it's still the Lakers.
The Celtics have won 17 and you've won 16. So that makes you the second best.
All right. Okay. I thought it was about one. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but it's still that second, though. Right?
Yeah. And my Braves is coming back after them Yankees, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we play this week.
The next 3 days, tonight, tomorrow night, and then Wednesday afternoon. And you know what? The Braves had a great year, but if the Braves are playing the Yankees, the Braves would be 6.5 games behind the Yankees right now. So.
Yeah, that's
great for them to be within 10.
The Braves is playing great, though. I wouldn't ever expect them to be back this quick. I thought it was about a year
away. I agree.
Really, I think they're for real now. I mean, really do, because we're into July, and they're still playing pretty good. I mean, they went through a little stretch where they played the Reds, and the Reds is probably one of the hottest teams in baseball. I can't believe I'm saying that, but they are playing good ball, but they also, you know, got lost 2 or 3 to the Reds, but I think they lost 5 out of 7 before they swept the Cardinals.
Best team in the National League, record writer. I think they're going to hang around. They got good young talent. Need some pitching somehow. Got to have some pitching depth. The starters got to go a little deeper. But yeah, the Braves had an unbelievable year so far.
Yeah. Well, good talking to you, Mickey. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Sounds good, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. If one team has 17 and the other team has 16, the team has 16 will be considered the second best of all time, right? Just want to make sure. I'm not great at math. I just know that when you do that little thing of the pointing the arrow towards the less than.
I was told there'd be no math.
You know where that's from?
Yes.
Sorry, not lie. That's before when I did that, Chevy Chase, but he wouldn't dress up as Gerald Ford. He was Gerald Ford, but he looked like Chevy Chase. Now they put makeup on him and make him look like Clinton or Obama or Trump or whatever. So, but back then he was Gerald Ford, but he just looked like Chevy Chase. I don't know when they decided to do makeup or not do makeup through all that, but that was different. 654-ROAR, QCB writes in, says, the NBA is dead to me. When he returned, LeBron said he would finish his career in Cleveland. I have no respect for a man who can't keep his word. See, QCB, this is where I think you're off on this. If Cleveland would have done anything to give him a reason to stay, he'd have stayed. But you didn't give him a reason to stay. And he did what he said he was going to do. He won a championship. He's a man of his word.
Yep.
He brought a title back. Took you to 4 straight. Without LeBron James is the greatest thing that ever happened to Cleveland Cavaliers.
No doubt about it.
And you count your blessings for the 11 years. He didn't have to come back. He went back. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you appreciate it. But you got to understand, the grass is greener than Cleveland, Ohio. And the grass is greener than the Cavalier organization. And he just found it out. Told you the big winner in this thing. I mentioned this in hour number one, Zach. It's the last thing they'll say about it. Michael Jordan's been a failed executive. You agree with that?
Yeah, so far, absolutely.
Larry Bird has not been a great executive. Wasn't or isn't or whatever. I'm not sure he's in it anymore. Those guys weren't great executives.
Okay.
Bill Russell was a good coach. I'm not sure anything outside of that. But the point is that Magic Johnson, up until this time, the Dodger stuff, now the Lakers stuff, hadn't really worked out. But this puts him back now because he was instrumental in getting LeBron James. This changes the way we feel about post-basketball Magic Johnson.
I mean, they have to win something first, right?
Yeah, but he got LeBron James.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like it's the Lakers here. How much work do you really have to do to get LeBron James?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, and Bird was never with the Celtics.
No.
As an executive. So maybe that might have something to do with it. I don't know. I give Magic some credit there, though. At least it's some positive post-playoff and post-basketball career. It's not like anything Magic's turned to gold. He didn't have the mindset so far. But this is a big deal for him. I thought it was good.
Does he wear the same number out there? Or does he switch it up like he did in Miami?
I don't know. So they bring back 33, 32, 24, 8. Bring back any of those? They retired some of those. You'd unretire for him, but I don't know what he does there. It'd be interesting to see. What are the possibilities that could he wear out there?
23 and he could wear 6 again, couldn't he?
Yeah. That's 6, yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. Do you buy this? We got to take a break after this question. Do you buy the stuff like the NBA's better with the Lakers? Like you have to buy. I don't buy that.
I buy that if pillars of the sports leagues are better, they're more competitive, and they're, you know, the shining beacon of hope, the league itself is better. No doubt about it.
I understand that.
When's the last time you cared about a Lakers-Celtics game?
I haven't.
Exactly. You're going to watch now because of Kyrie and LeBron.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other teams out there that I'd watch instead.
Sure.
So I think the world's gotten smaller, and so you don't have to be this major market. When Oklahoma City played Golden State in some of those epic games when Durant hadn't switched over yet, those are two small markets, right?
Yep.
And to me, the basketball was pretty doggone good as far as the NBA term thing. It didn't have to be. I mean, look, the biggest market in the world is the Knicks, and Knicks have sucked forever. And you can say, well, the basketball is better when the Knicks are good. It is in New York. But to me, in South Carolina, I don't care if it's a major market, a small market, or a historical market, or a, you know? I mean, the Bulls post-Michael Jordan hadn't been very good. I didn't care. You know, I watched Michael when he was with the Wizards and the Bulls. I didn't really care about the market part of it. I get it. I understand people saying there. But, you know, when basketball's good to me? When football's good to me, it's when Clemson's good. Not when Alabama's good or Texas. Well, you really need Texas to be good. You need Notre Dame to be good. You need Southern Cal to be good. Nah, I like it when Clemson's good. It's when I don't really like college football. So anyway, little thought there. Hey, folks, Carolina Flooring Specialists, let them do your garage floor. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. I love these guys. I love my garage floor. They really have made it great. We came home and our dogs are locked up and had a little accident.
There it is.
And I wiped it up. It's gone. So it's great. Garage floor would have been, a concrete floor would have been a stain in there. So I didn't like that at all. So great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today. It's a no-obligation phone call. They're going to come in. They're going to measure your garage. They're going to show you all the different colors, all the different pictures they'll do. They'll look at your color scheme for your home. Maybe get your little Tiger Paw logo in there, a little Los Angeles Laker logo. Get that purple and gold little Los Angeles Laker logo in your garage floor. It'll look great. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today. Call Tim Worley. Set the appointment up. 404-8158. Check them out online. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Your phone calls. Reaction Monday. More after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Ready SC, in cooperation with DHL Supply Chain, is currently seeking forklift drivers for its distribution center in Woodruff. DHL Supply Chain is hosting a job fair offering on-the-spot interviews on July 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Spartanburg Community College, Tiger River Campus. Go to www.workfordhl.com for more information and to apply prior to the job fair. Or text DHL Jobs to 31996. Text DHL Jobs to 31996 now. Start your new career with DHL by attending the job fair from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on July 6th. DHL Supply Chain is an equal opportunity employer.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wyler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Hey, my friends at Granger Nissan know that it's a great time of year to buy a car. Man, the summer's here. Get some summer deals going on. I'm amazed at some of their pricing and just how the breaks are coming through, and the that much off of the MSRP is the way it is right now. More than that, though, it's the people and the products. Go by and see our great friends at Granger Nissan. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. They are proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. They are home of a lifetime powertrain warranty. 3510 Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. Go by and see our great friends over at Granger Nissan. Good people there. Let's get a couple phone calls in this segment on a Reaction Monday. Our phone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Mickey, I'm at a Greenville Drive game yesterday, and I hear a familiar voice doing the play-by-play and the color commentary there. I'm pretty sure that was old William Quackenbush doing the play-by-play at the Greenville Drive yesterday. That was pretty cool.
Was he really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the case. Didn't know he's doing that. How about that?
Yeah. If it wasn't him, it was his voice twin brother. I'll say that.
For the PA or for the did they have radio PA there? For PA? Yeah.
It's PA.
Yeah.
But I just, if that was him, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like one of WCCP zones going, you know, branching out a little bit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mickey, have you seen Deshaun Watson and his pre-camp physical shape?
He looks bigger to me. He looks like he's moving around really, really well, and knee braces or no knee brace. I've seen those kind of stories out that way. I saw the other stuff where he did the giveaways. He's on social media a lot now, so you can't help but to see it. But, yeah, it looks good to me.
He looks Cam Newton big. I mean, he's jacked. I'm serious. I'd be curious as to, you know, what he's weighing in right now. He looks a whole heck of a lot bigger than we saw him a few years ago. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know Cam Newton big. He's bigger than he was, no doubt.
Yeah, he may not be Cam. I mean, Cam Newton's. You know, he could play defensive end if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that kind of size. But I mean, it's just good to see. You know, from reports I've heard, and I mean, mind you, I'm not a Texans fan, but I've kept up with Deshaun and everything. Reports are, you know, he's working out with J.J. Watt and that kind of thing, and you know, trying to get some size and, you know, that kind of thing on him. So I thought it was pretty cool. I saw the whole little 10 kids on the shopping spree article and that kind of stuff. And, I mean, my man looks jacked.
Yeah.
That's all I got to
say. Yeah, he's put on weight, no doubt about that.
As a Patriots fan, it's scary. I'll say that. Scary. We may not snip the playoffs this year.
Come on. I've heard that song and dance. Y'all are okay. I'm not feeling any.
You think?
Well, the Patriots, boy, I really feel bad for the Patriots right now. Huh. No, you're fine. Everything's great with the Patriots. You're going to be okay. Brady, you going to play this year? If Brady plays this year and Belichick coaching, you'll be okay.
Yeah, Brady will play. He'll retire after this year, though. I mean, if he doesn't, I mean, we're going to start calling him Favre or something. You know, I mean, it's about time. It's about time.
I don't feel too bad for the New England Patriots.
41-year-old quarterbacks, I mean, come on. It's getting to the point where, let somebody else take the reins, you know.
Because he sucked so bad last year at 40.
Yeah, exactly, because he was terrible last
year. Awful.
He couldn't throw a forward pass.
No, couldn't do anything.
Terrible.
And 13-3 sucks by their standards, so.
Terrible. I mean, how many bubble screens and checkdowns can you watch?
I don't know. How many Super Bowls can you go to?
South Carolina fans ought to be used to it.
Dang. Anyway. Stephen, appreciate the phone call, brother.
Thanks. Bye,
brother. All right, man. Hope everybody has a great 4th if we don't talk to you tomorrow. Delvin's in Fountain Inn. Delvin, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, so how's
Uncle Watson
see an NBA championship celebration
the
other
day this year? I'm sorry now? What's that?
What do you think about an NBA championship celebration
the other day this year? You know, I don't think. I mean, they could win it. Let's see who else they add. Let's see who else they, you know, what the rest of the rosters look like. And let's see if Houston answers. Let's see if Oklahoma City kind of has a little bit. Let's see if Portland has an answer right now. Let's see if where Leonard ends up, if he still plays one more year down in San Antonio. There's a lot to be determined in that West at this point. So let's wait.
I think Leonard's going to be a Laker.
You know,
They might have to give up a lot.
Yeah. He wants to be there. If he can't get the trade done this year, then you might see it done next year because his contract's up. I think he's got a player option at the end of next year. So,
did you hear what he said? He's trying to force a Spurs head. He's going to sit out this season. He'll sit out last year.
Yeah.
Now, he saw most of our last season
looking
the Spurs didn't kill. So,
what
do you think the Spurs
going to
kill this year if he
sit
out again?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't. That's not the case. And even then, the Spurs were, pretty doggone good without him. They weren't great, but they were decent without him. I hope he doesn't do that. Play under your contract. If you want to sign with the Lakers at the end of next year, sign with the Lakers. I think, to me, that's the scenario there is, you know, sign or trade him, but not to be able to sign him to a longer term contract, or he stays in San Antonio, but he'll be a Laker in 2019-20 or whenever that is, whenever his contract is.
And I think the Lakers would get this deal done because remember they thought they were going to get Paul George. Remember Paul George said he wouldn't go to the Lakers, then had to spend 1 year with OKC. He's not staying at OKC.
Yeah, and that keeps them. that keeps them in the conversation. I mean, Golden State's certainly the standard bearer, but Houston made the great run this year. And if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt, who knows what happens in that one. And Portland has a reason to be excited. Oklahoma City has reasons. You know, Utah had a good year. The Pelicans still have some, you know, very good team there. And then you throw the Lakers into it and the Spurs, you know, you think Popovich is always going to have good teams there. The West is very interesting, but let's let the dust settle, see what they look like. And again, there's going to be – it'll take half a season to figure out, you know, that when it's all said and done. I just say this. It's an imbalance that maybe we've never seen before because I don't know outside of the Celtics and the Sixers now. Don't discount the Sixers, but there's two teams in the East now.
You know what's the possibility that, you know, LeBron is doing a 2-year contract where he can opt out. What's scary is that Kevin Durant is going to be the biggest name out there next year. Him and Kawhi, if Kawhi don't get traded, can you imagine Kawhi, Kevin, and LeBron on the same team after next year?
Yeah, but you got some salary stuff in there too. And restructuring and taking and you know, that's why you kind of got a little salary cap in there. But now you can defer money or stretch money. There's all kinds of ways that you can do some of that. But, yeah, that'd be interesting. But, you know, are those guys willing to do it? I don't know. A lot of egos involved.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, but I'm not shocked by this. But I think it tells you what he thought about what he could only do a 2-year deal and he signed a 4-year deal with the Lakers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, look at Cleveland. He was right to do it every single year. A, he was going to max his money out by doing it that way. And B, let's wait and see what Daniel Gilbert and the Cleveland Cavaliers did and who the coach was going to be and what the team was going to look like, because from year to year, you didn't know. And then even in the middle of the year, you didn't know. LeBron James got everything he could to Cleveland. He got him a championship, got him 4 straight finals, got him, was it 5 or 6 finals altogether? The guy did a great job, and they didn't keep up their end of the bargain. That's why he's a Laker. I'll be honest with you. I'd have gone to Philadelphia. I said Philadelphia is more ready to win right now. And I would have gone to Philadelphia, but he wants to be a Laker.
Yeah, that's why he told the Lakers fans to be patient. He told Lakers fans to be patient. They might take two to three years, but if we would have went to the field, look, like you said, they ready to win right now. Philadelphia ready to win right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And not only that, they had enough cap space. They could have got also him and Kawhi Leonard on the same team too.
Yeah, I would have gone that route to me, but didn't work out that way for them. Now the Lakers get the big win. You know, marketing wise and all that kind of stuff. Of course, I told you, tax structure wise, you got to do something with that because $153 million is a lot of money, but you could be playing about, of your 82 games, the way they divide it up, I think it's only regular season games you get that tax in, I believe. You know, you're going to be playing with Golden State there. What are you going to play? 41. You play 45 games, so more than half your salaries in the state of California, that kind of tax bracket. Man. But now, you know, in L.A., you're I don't know if LeBron James can be any more marketable. But from an endorsement standpoint, you know, maybe you're more marketable in L.A. than you would be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, plus Hollywood. He got Hollywood aspirations too.
Yeah, but you know, even in that, like, well, first of all, you know what I think about Hollywood, but it's great that Jack Nicholson shows up to your games. But you're competing, and I learned this from watching what happens down at Miami and some of these places. You're still competing against an awful lot. And people's attention span an awful lot. Where if you're in Philadelphia, you compete with the Eagles a little bit, but that's about it. I mean, the Phillies are getting better, but if you go to Philadelphia, it's a 76er town again, and you don't have to worry about all the other stuff that's going on there. I don't know. I think marketing wise,
you don't got to worry about all the rigors of the West. I mean,
yep, you don't play against all the Western teams, and on top of all that, you know, you got a pretty easy path in the East, and I hate to say it, but look, as far as the East Coast bias of times of games and getting them watched, I thought Philadelphia was the spot, but obviously he disagreed.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the phone call. Does that make sense, Zach? You've got the competition is less in the East. The competition is less in Philadelphia. And then playing their games in the East Coast time. Are you going to stay up? What's on an average night once your games start at 10 o'clock Eastern time? You staying up watching LeBron James and stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning?
No chance.
So I thought Philadelphia was a place.
You want to play for the Lakers or the 76ers, though?
Well, you want to win championships?
You want to play for one of the most iconic franchises in the league history?
Who do you think's a better? You take LeBron James out. Who's better, the Lakers or the Sixers?
Take LeBron James out?
Yeah.
Well, the Sixers are better.
So you add LeBron James to the Sixers, you're better than if you add LeBron James to the Lakers.
Or you're right there with them.
No, what I'm saying is, if the Sixers are better, then if LeBron James goes to the Sixers, they're going to be better than LeBron James going to the Lakers. LeBron James with the Sixers is better than LeBron James with the Lakers.
Okay.
That's my point. I think the Sixers are right there on the verge of doing some huge things with Embiid and Simmons and some of those guys. How they ended the season?
They did, yes. They apparently are involved with some Kawhi Leonard trade talks right now. So we'll see if that comes
less resistance in the East to get to the finals again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if this was about winning championships.
If it was, he would have went to Philadelphia, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
This is about building a legacy. This is about going to one of the greatest places that you can play in the NBA.
I get that, but how about this? Like, the idea that nobody's done it before, they have done it. Look, Julius Irving's done it. Moses Malone has done it. Daryl Dawkins, those guys have done it in Philadelphia. Allen Iverson has done it. Maybe not championships there, but he's done it. With that said, with Jerry West, with Wilt, with Elgin Baylor, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, with Magic Johnson, with Kobe Bryant, where are you going to fit as far as Laker lore, as far as your place in Laker history?
I don't know, but for people that play the NBA 2K games, you can play with the all-time teams on those. That Lakers team is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Our friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. Not a single family home. They won't build your home for you, but they'll build everything else. Here's what I'm telling you about Trail is that they're the people, how they do it, the single source delivery, they actually do it backwards. They go from the budget and build around that, and they balance size and they balance function and they balance your budget and to make sure that you get it all and get it all out right. Their culture makes them unique. You know, I talk about culture all the time in sports, and we talked a lot, you know, today about Laker culture. Well, their culture makes them different. Their people make them different. They have differentiated themselves in every single way, and yet when they do it the right way. So you'll notice a difference with Trail, and I notice a difference with Trail. You're going to absolutely love it. When you make the phone call, you'll notice a difference with them. So call them. They'll build your. They won't build a single family home. They'll build everything else. It's Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. Come back. Open phone line, 654-ROAR. Text 986-1566. Hadn't done any Twitter yet. We'll do some tweets coming up. At Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24, more after this.
The Kelly Grandlin Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grandlin Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wadehampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Excuse me, kind human.
Hey, that's my phone.
I see that it is not on the Sprint network. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get 4 lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a 5th line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I'd better get over to Sprint then.
You are displaying excellent judgment. And for a limited time, when you switch to Sprint, you can get 50% off a Samsung Galaxy S9 with Sprint Flex Lease. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking.
I'm definitely switching to Sprint.
It is going, gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19, then $60 a month for line 1, $40 a month for line 2, and $30 a month for lines 3 through 5 with auto pay. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Galaxy S9, $60.50 a month. After $16.50 a month, credit apply within 2 bills. With approved credit, 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Subject to credit and 30-day activation fee.
No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Hadn't checked in with my friends over at Katichi yet, but I understand everything went great. Andrew Duhon, everything's fantastic. I'm sure they went in and everything's great over there. Hey, you've got demo days coming up. You have junior golf camps coming up. You got a lot of summertime stuff coming up. I want to talk about the fall and thinking ahead. If you're coming to town for a Clemson game, if you're coming to town for a Georgia game, this place is located right between both of us, and they've got stay-and-play packages there. They've got some awesome cottages. They've got some awesome they have awesome home they can rent out, even a lake house they can rent out. They pick you up in your Sprinter van and get your big groups there. So, fellas, you're talking about combining a great football weekend. Think about coming to town for the awesome times for a little golf on Friday, a little football on Saturday, a little golf on Sunday with accommodations. You're not going to beat this. To find out more about those stay-and-play packages in the fall, go to katichi.com. It's C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com, katichi.com. Good stuff there. That'd be a good weekend.
Be a great weekend.
Your family, your uncle, your dad, and all the play golf a little bit?
Yeah, they can poke it around every once in a while. Yeah.
Why don't you set that up? It'd be nice for you. Set that up. And
there you go.
Have them come down and play.
How about that?
654-ROAR, 654-7627. Nice. Hadn't done any Twitter yet. You ready? Let's go all the way back this morning.
All the way back.
Let's start with Big Sexy Tiger said, Tiger is the Pappy Van Winkle of golf. We should savor every tournament he plays in. Once again, once he's gone, we'll have plastic Jim Beam bottles as players. Good point. You ever had any Pappy?
I don't think so.
It's good.
What is it?
Pappy Van Winkle.
I don't know what that is.
Bourbon.
Oh.
High end.
Oh, excuse me.
I've only had it once.
You got some at the house?
No, oh, no, 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 no. I've only had it once. I can't afford it.
Let's see what that puppy is retailing at.
Yeah, yeah, look that up for us right quick.
Pappy Van Winkle, 15 year. Nothing too. Oh, my goodness.
What do you got?
Where'd you have this?
Buddy. Yeah. Everett Soleil, as a matter of fact.
You get the old Pappy Van Winkle Family Reserve, 15 year?
Yeah.
I sold $1,549 right there.
$1,549?
Mm hmm.
Yeah. It's like $100 a shot. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm good.
Kelly Grabish, like I said, no better way to start my birthday than filling in for Mickey Pollard, hosting the final hour of the show this morning with Zach Orman's Store 24, birthday girl, birthday girl, birthday girl. Michael says, happy birthday, Kelly. So that's good.
We had a party for Kelly this weekend.
I understand that. But I had to go on Facebook to find out about it. Thank God for Facebook.
I noticed that you didn't show up to the party this weekend.
Well, I wasn't invited. And I don't crash parties.
That ain't true.
So I was invited?
Yeah.
Who invited me? And how was I
invited? Nick. Nick invited you.
He did?
Yeah.
How did he invite me?
Facebook.
He did?
But you don't check it up but Sundays.
I'm looking at it right now, and there's no message from him or anything.
Oh, I hate to see that.
That's fine. Matt Rodson, happy birthday. Lee Rodson, we'll definitely enjoy the best hour of the morning show in a long time. Well, Lee, you don't have to listen to those other times, by the way, buddy. I'm sorry about that. What they can understand.
Hey, Lee.
There's two dials on your radio. There's one that turns it up and one that turns to another station. You can turn us the other way, Lee.
Goodness gracious, Lee. I'm just trying to have a casual morning. Well, Monday morning.
Skip Wright said, I think ESPN's in the worst financial shape than we thought. They can't afford to hire employees who can count to 21. Logan Davidson, home run derby last night. His last home run should have counted, and Nick Reed's last home run should not have counted, including the money ball he had at 21. There's some controversy about 20 and 21 and money balls and stuff like this. Apparently, the guys were just hitting bombs off scoreboards and bombs off. But Logan Davidson officially finished second.
How about that?
At the Home Run Derby contest. You didn't see this.
No, I was watching Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't see it. But apparently, there's some controversy and miscountings and guys getting extra balls.
I saw that he swung around to the other side and hit from both sides of the plate. So nice. That was impressive. That's very cool.
Nice.
Hopefully, he's a beast next year.
He needs to be. He had a very good year this year.
Absolutely. You can't say anything bad about his year this year.
Right. A very good.
He's outstanding in the field.
Yeah.
He was great from both sides of the plate. Look for more of the same next season.
When they signed him, I was talking to Bradley Leroy, and they said that he'll be the first pick in the draft as long as we don't screw him up. That's what a guy told him. So,
You think so?
Big, tall, shortstop, switch hitting, good fielder. I'll be honest, I thought his freshman year, I didn't think he was very instinctual. He didn't have great instincts in the field, and I thought he had a good year at the plate, but really got a lot better this year.
He took a giant step forward. Yeah. We'll see if he can take another one. Yeah. And it'll be fun to watch. Be fun to watch in the fall when they play a couple of games.
Yeah. Texter said, stood around a fire one night with friends and passed a bottle of 23-year-old Pappy around until it was empty.
What are you
truly
doing?
Truly once in a lifetime event. It's Brian Fountain Inn. Brian hangs out with different people than I do.
Let me see what that one retails at. Yeah. Good God. What?
What 23-year-old? What do you got right there?
$10,000. What is this liquor? What is this?
It's bourbon, man.
Why have I never heard of this?
It's from this Eagle Trace distributorship. Buffalo Trace, maybe. You get Eagle Rare, and you get Weller, and you get all that stuff. Now, I get the cheaper versions of the house.
What?
But you didn't know this. I'm shocked you didn't know this about bourbon. Well, Pappy.
Why are these so expensive?
The rarity of them. They taste good, but not that good. But it's just the rarity of them. And you know, when you buy them, sometimes you buy them retail and it's only like a couple $100 a bottle. But then you can't find them anywhere. So people go on eBay and sell them like crazy. You look on eBay, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. You just Google it.
Yeah. It's just very, very rare.
Like, what do you pass around that bottle for? savor that
thing. You wouldn't do it.
I mean, of course I would, but like, jeez.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
What?
That you wouldn't share. The reason
I didn't say I wouldn't share. Of course I would share.
The reason I buy, like,
I'm saying, why are you just passing it around willy-nilly like this? Like, let's pour a couple, let's enjoy it. We'll enjoy it over a period of time.
Oh, I thought you meant like you wouldn't pass it around, you keep it to yourself.
Oh, no. Anybody who's stingy with those kind of things is the worst. Yeah. Those are things that are best enjoyed with company.
That's right. They say a gentleman is a guy who at his house, he hands you the bourbon bottle and turns his back while you pour.
There you go.
My friend Russell says, hey, start him on Blanton's. Blanton's is good.
Started what?
On Blanton's bourbon.
I'm new to the bourbon world, apparently.
Blanton's is good.
You Southerners in bourbon, you guys love your bourbon down here.
Yeah. I got a little bourbon kick. And I like it. But I can't afford the big stuff like that.
Apparently, I can't even afford to look at it.
It was good. And I probably had the 10-year, not the 12-year. I didn't have the 23-year, I can tell you that.
Empty my bank account just to afford one of these bottles.
Crazy, man. That's crazy. Ethan writes in, since both of y'all are Yankee fans, I'll say this. Braves take 2 out of 3, take it to the bank. Yeah, you know what? Then you might be able to get within 5.5 games of us. It's not going to happen. And look, good job you avoid all the Yankee pitching. Because you get all the rookies this week. And then you get Sabathia on Wednesday. But you're not going to do that. And you know what? You get the Yankees after the Red Sox series.
If you think I'm going to lose any sleep over the Braves series these next 3 nights, you're sadly mistaken.
Got JV coming to town.
Sadly mistaken. We probably rest some guys. Get some guys some first major league at bats, you know, stuff like that. I ain't worried.
Brian D writes in, if you find this year's batch, when it first hits the stores, you can get it for $400 to $600.
So it's the resale thing that...
Yes,
that
gets because it's so rare, the demand's so much higher. I don't know why they don't sell on the retail market at $1,500, whatever. But they don't do that. He goes, I'm a Woodford man. I'm so good stuff. Woodford's good stuff.
Even I'm not buying a bottle of bourbon for $400.
No. No, me neither, buddy. Me neither. I'm with you on that. We got one thing in common there.
They make this stuff called Evan Williams. Get about $10 a bottle.
Garbage. Absolute garbage. Oh, man. I didn't see the Home Run Derby, but apparently it was a big deal. I'm getting a lot of texts about the Home Run Derby. Good job for Logan on that one. You didn't watch any of the U.S. Senior Open? You hate the U.S. Senior Open?
Yeah, actually, I did. I threw it on. I was trying to take a nap, and I was like, I need something to soothe me to sleep.
Come on, man.
So I threw it on, watched a bunch of old men swing a golf club, and it was just something else.
Really?
Oh, man, it was cute.
Really? That's where you're going with all that?
Man, I was locked in.
I was going to mention John Smoltz.
Mm-hmm. What did he shoot, like 100?
Come on, man. John Smoltz would beat you 6 ways to Sunday.
Yeah, what did he shoot?
Well, I told you on Saturday.
Who won it? Who won it, actually?
David Toms won it.
Oh, I thought Longer was going to win it. Oh, Bernard.
No, David Toms.
Oh, I hate to see that. John Smoltz,
my point was John Smoltz made a good comeback on Friday. He shot 85 on Saturday. It was tough. Shot him a nice, cool 77 on Friday. 85 on Thursday. Shot him a 77 on Friday. Good for him, man. You know, it didn't finish last. Good for him. John Smoltz doing a nice job. What, man? To make it to the U.S. Senior Open?
Yeah.
That's a big deal, dude.
It is
dude.
A big deal. Doesn't mean I got to watch it and be interested in it.
No, instead, I'm going to watch Croatia play Denmark in soccer. And
I would rather
watch that
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Oh, man.
I would rather... How many guys in the field at the U.S. Senior Open?
150.
I would rather 150 of those old geezers take a 5-iron out of their bags and hit me directly in the ankle
bone,
alternating
man.
Legs each time.
Come on, man.
That's what I would rather than have to sit there and watch that travesty and abomination to the game of golf.
No, man.
But hey, if you were there, I would be all over. I'd be locked in.
No. What you'd say is he's an old guy.
No. I'd be locked into it.
He's an old guy.
Oh, no. We would have a watch party. You'd be on national television.
No,
like once or twice, maybe.
Nah.
Walking through a background to another team.
Yeah, you'll see somebody else back there. And that's crazy.
Who would have caddied for you?
I don't know. We didn't have to worry about it. I didn't do it. I didn't make it.
You're close. Next year's the year.
I hope. We'll try. Try to get better.
Cool.
Get back in the gym, work it out, and see my sports psychologist, see my nutritionalist, see my swing coach, my short game coach, my putting coach.
If you weren't so soft mentally, you would have been there, like all the other golfers on that tour.
Right. I'm with you. If I had not been soft mentally, I'd have been. Yeah, because all those old guys, now they're really soft, huh?
They are really soft.
Really? Longer. And I mean, major champions up and down the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Text message extraordinaire. Don't they show senior golf and sleep studies? Yes, they
Come
do.
Come on, man. Come on.
In fact, they do.
Hey, go by see my good friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them do your mortgage if you're buying a home this summer. Summertime's a big deal for them, and let them close your mortgage for you. They'd love to do that. They can take care of you when it comes to your refinancing of your home and all the great advantages of that. And also get in touch with them when you talk about maybe remodeling and getting a different loan, different kind of loan that way. It's my great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. How do you break records every single year? Well, you just have great people and great products and great services service that account over and over and over again. Take advantage of it. Find out why they're one of the biggest banks with 96, 97, 98% customer satisfaction. They keep getting better and better at that as well. See Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the great folks here locally, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Also, too, Chris Patton played this past weekend. Good story there, no doubt about that. Hey, the birthday girl is going to join us.
She is.
Yeah. I want to hear a whole update on the party since I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you're a little salty about that still.
Oh, man.